Time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road.
Yo, what's up, Robert? What's up, Scott?
I'm here.
Good eats, good eats. My bowl is packed.
Hit me up tomorrow. I might be working home. Not only tomorrow, but there's possibility I might be working from home on Wednesday.
Hey, I'll hit you up tomorrow, dude. Everything's back to normal here. Sarah be back to work. Kids back to school. Everything back to normal.
I'm gonna have a lot of business going in and out of the house, but there might be a point where I can just kind of just sit down and chill.
Yeah, be cool.
Do baseball stuff. Be fun.
Yeah, a little bit. Cubs ain't doing that bad this year, though. I mean, they're not lighting it up, but they're not doing bad, man. But
you're facing Brett this week, so
yeah.
I kind of want to like I want to fuck with that dynamic a little bit.
it's hard to it's hard for me to do fantasy baseball, man, because I want to put Cubs in everything. And just really let it ride.
Right, right. Yeah. We'll call it outside consultation.
What's up, boss, man? How you doing? Hey, Shelby, welcome back. Just missed a new intro to Outside of Normal. Main Attraction by Jeremy Renner. That's right, Snowplow Man himself. Hawkeye. Anyways.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So what we were talking about is world culture.
All right.
And it's an interesting topic because there's all kinds of ways you can approach it. You can approach it by strong culture, or you can approach it by society culture, right?
Right.
We'll call it the groove on the street, right? The groove on the street and the groove in the on the top, like, and I hate to say this, I actually respect evil fucking mean countries, because they got that groove on the top. They've got that like that clean case,
right?
You know, all the shit in the middle is fucked up. But, you know, they've figured out how to do that clean top appearance. You know?
This is the thing that I think Saddam Hussein was taken out of perspective. And because of that reason is that he had to deal things in a certain way in his country to keep it under some sort of stability, you know, and law and order. Because of right. The different nature of these people, like not all dogs are the same dog breed, you know what I mean? Like humans are the same.
Right.
We have right. certain tendencies in different cultures and societies. And so to us as a Western society, we look like to that him or where he was portrayed as a dictator and very stern and all this sort of crazy stuff. But if you look at his country, well, you can understand probably a little bit why he would be like that, you know, why they would need right. that sort of authority.
And there was little keys to it, right? Like there was like him rebuilding the rebuilding Babylon, for instance.
Yeah, he was overlooking his own house, palace house over the old city of Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah,
right. Now, you know what? That's fucking beautiful, right? Like, isn't that so freaking cool?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like the oldest, largest kingdom. From one of the greatest kings of human civilization. Right. Like, why wouldn't you want your people to have connection to that?
His palace is ruined now. Have you seen it lately? Yeah, it's been vandalized, graffitied, but it overlooks. He deliberately done it to overlook the ancient city where Nebuchadnezzar built his.
Right.
He even done hieroglyphs like in ancient Mesopotamia.
Right.
Yeah, hieroglyphs all up the building walls and stuff.
And
yeah.
I got super heavy into like the ancient, like well Middle Eastern, right? Middle Eastern kings, like you know, you read the stories of like Sargon and
Cyprus.
Badass. Like it's good stuff. Like
who was that other guy out of the 300?
Spartacus
from no the guy with the rings in his nose and all that.
Shit!
Big one in that area at that time too. 300 Spartan movie was Notrocesis or something like that. Ah, damn! I forget his name. He was a
300. That's pre. You're talking 300 AD. So you're talking pre-Islam, right?
No. That was about the 300 Spartans. Remember that movie?
Okay. I thought you were just talking about the year.
Was that? Who was that in that movie? That he come in on that chariot thing, and he was trying to tell them, you know, he threw a spear.
I'm honestly fairly naive. I of that story.
He was huge too.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, doesn't matter. No, I forgot.
Yeah, just the idea of like those big. giant kings. living society a past of an idea, of a thought, like you know us Americans try to pretend to do that. And everybody has like that, you know, we have our, like all, like I said, society culture, and then we have our higher culture, our higher culture is brutal in the United States. And it's not clean either, which is kind of like where I was going, where if you look at Mexico, Mexico's is open on the top. Right. They're the government, the country culture, infrastructure culture. It's open. It's nothing there. The people.
Mexico has less infringements from the government. Yeah. I think because they've been allowed to have that because the government hasn't infringed on their land rights and a lot of different things that are leeway where in America it'd be like or Australia, you know. Most other countries, it'd be like, well, you've got to get a survey of this, you've got to do this, you've got to do all these protocols, you've got to pay a tax on this if you want to put a pool in, and then we're going to give you a water tax, all this other bullshit right. where they can just virtually do something. If they want to put a pool in, they'll just freaking put a pool in, you know?
Right. The only restrictions you ever get in Mexico is if you're a foreigner.
which is
hilarious, right? Like and if you think about it, like isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Like
no, why not?
There's no reason that like Chinese people are buying up all of Southern California. Like that's really that's not the way that it really should
retarded.
do. Do I mind that? Do I mind that Chinese people are living in Southern California? No, especially if they're American Chinese people, like they're citizens. They can do whatever the fuck they want. That's the beauty of this country. But if you're a company in China and you're buying land in America, I kind of do have a problem with that part. Like that's different to me. That's hugely different. But if you're a Chinese family who migrated here, even if you migrate here tomorrow, yesterday, right? You bring your family here, you do all the proper paperwork, you do everything you're supposed to do, and then, 10 years from now, you're buying restaurants and land and businesses, and you develop businesses.
Who
I have
cares?
no issue with that. Like, what so freaking ever? Like that is literally what this country
That's
was
not
built
what's
for.
happening. That's not
No,
happening.
it's not,
Corporations
unfortunately.
are coming in and just buying it by swaths. I mean, things happening in Australia too. It's been happening in Australia before
Oh,
we ever
yeah.
got here, but they come here and they go to Montana and Wyoming and they're just buying thousands upon thousands. They're competing with Bill Gates to see who can buy the most, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's how the Chinese bought out most of middle of the Sydney, because in Australia here, they just walked over. They'd have an auction, and the auction would expect about, say, 420,000. The Chinese would just walk in with 500 grand and say, "End the auction. See you later."
Right.
Just pretty much like that. Pretty much like that. Yeah, not even worth the auction. Here you go. I'll just pay a shitload more. And the pricing over there now, it's like, God, I sold our house, well, my grandfather's house back in damn well 30 years ago, which was only about 300,000 with two blocks. It's worth probably 2 million now, So it's just incredible. The housing market just went through the roof here. And it's happening everywhere. Even rent now, it's just bloody incredible. What you gotta pay for rent these days. Yeah, man, it's people are doing a bloody hard, man. I really do not know how some. I'm fairly smart, but I find it bloody hard, and I'm thinking, how the freaking hell are people getting by these days? It's a bad place, man. Like, one little upset, and then you've got to worry about all your household things if you are trying to own a house, which I'm trying to do. And then you've got to worry about, okay, if the heater thing goes down, you've got to have money there for that. What money? I don't know, but it's supposed to be that, you know what I mean? Like the heating system goes down or something major in the house. Or just one of your children might even have a medical aspect that you've got to deal with financially or yourself. So it's one big rabbit hole, man. It's terrible, really. It's quite depressing.
It is. No,
Yeah,
you're right.
the realisticness.
And I think one of the things, like in American finance, that's really starting to like bug me is our stock market is just shooting through the roof here,
Right.
and the problem with that is like, 4 years ago, the stock market had a healthy amount of just absolute retarded middle class people in it, and now they're all gone. And then the stock market's climbing through the roof, which means the only people who are affected by that are the people who are not in it, and the middle class is no longer in our stock market in America. So
No.
a lot of people have left. And I will tell you, like, even personally, I know somebody who just recently just dipped completely out of all investments. Because it was just like they couldn't pass the money. Like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make 15,000 if I just push a button on the internet. Sure, why not? And I keep this kind of risky.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm gonna take anything. Just take it.
Like, and that this is like stuff that makes me worry about, like, okay, so, like, say Donald Trump becomes president, his rebalancing of the American financial system may dip the freaking stock market.
But it
would open it up. If it dips, then the middle class will get back in.
Yeah,
that's how that works. Ebb and flow.
I don't know about making a lot of money real quick, but I know in stability that tangible assets would be the way that I would go. At least, you know, like gold, silver, platinum, copper. These are sort of things that I think if I had like 50 grand, say, to play with, and I wanted to, you know, secure, I'd be putting most of that into tangible assets more than even a classic car when you think about it, you know. The maturity rate of what you get out of that is probably more profitable than gold and silver. I mean, silver was only worth about $32 20 years ago, roughly, you know, and it's still about the same now. So there's been no real profit.
Right. Silver's a bad one, to be fair. Silver's not a good one to bring up.
But it does fluctuate with gold.
Silver's weird. But
if everything went to shit, silver would be in demand again pretty high. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. See, when gold goes up, so does silver.
Gold moves more fluidly with value.
But they usually correlate between the two. I've noticed over 20 years that if gold goes up or down, silver does the sort of same on the lower level. Have you noticed that?
Right. It's just it's so small, though. Right. Like yeah. It's really minute. Like it's almost like 10%. I don't even want to say that. It could be close to 10% of the growth that gold. Hey, you know, if gold goes up 10%, silver goes up 1.
Right. Yeah,
it could be something, like that, something close to that. Like, but the big jump in gold. Right. So if we go back 15 years, right. And like gold used to be like $800.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. And then silver was also the same price it is today.
Exactly. Yep.
Like that's what's weird. Like that's like,
it's only gone up about $2. Yeah.
Now the one thing I will say about silver, hey, it ain't going anywhere. Right. Like if you got a box of silver and you paid $4,000 for a box of silver, right? The one thing you know is you have $4,000. And there's no inflation, right? So it's inflation proof. I don't know if it's investment proof and if it's time, you know, time investment proof.
Yeah.
But it is inflation proof for sure.
Exactly.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like about it. Yeah, I wouldn't go be like I said. You made $2 over, you know, like nearly 20, 12, 15, 20 years. You know, nah, it's not a very good investment there. But for stability, I think it's a good backbone. Like what you were saying.
I had probably like $5,000 to $8,000 worth of, metals. At one point,
yeah,
and then I got a divorce, and it was all given to my ex-wife.
Oh no! Oh shit!
All of it, 100%, no 50-50 or anything. Just all of it was just given to her. It was gone within months. All of it. And you knew, like I was just a working stiff with kids.
And you get close to your coins too, you know. There's certain coins you just it's like a vibration thing. It's really weird feeling.
But this is even the thing. So at one point, I had a job where I got paid every other Friday. And every other Friday, on the way home from work, I would go to a coin shop and I buy one store, and then every time my children had a birthday, I would buy a 1/10 coin of gold.
Yeah,
and within 3 or 4 years, I had like somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000 worth of like metal.
What were they? Little coins or something?
Yeah. I buy this. Oh, so there's the $10 American Eagle is 1/10 of an ounce of gold. I was at the time.
I've got American Eagle silver coins.
Yeah, I was paying like $80 for those. There's the size of a dime. So it's a piece of gold the size of a dime. And then you know what the ounces look like, right? Troy ounce.
Coin. Yeah.
And then, but those I do every paycheck. Every paycheck, I just buy a silver coin. Boom, boom. So, you know, years go by, right? 3-4 years go by. Now I got like 200 of them, right? And then I've got like, you know, at that point, I think at that point, I just broke an ounce of gold from whatever little extra money I would have for those types of investments. So I had an ounce of gold. I had a safe full of freaking silver that you couldn't move. You know, just, and there was even a time I think I even had sold a bunch of the silver back for gold. So I think that's how I had a little bit of more gold in the end. But like, you know, I wish I had it for the gold because like, as you know, like, I mean, we'd be talking like that investment today would be probably close to what, maybe $50,000. If I had stopped at that moment and just hung on to it, been $50,000. So
yeah, it'd be a nice little chunk.
Just a nice little something, and I would probably still be doing it and taking care of it and like curating it. And there was pneumatic value, right? Like, you know, I had certain years of like, you know, of American Eagle silvers.
Special and some are worth more money.
So so you got ones that are like, oh, it's a $30 coin of silver, but that particular year is worth 150, right? And all of a sudden, I have 50 of them, right?
I know what it's all about. I've been into stamps and coins most of my life.
It's interesting. Like, you know, you can play the game. Definitely.
I've got a stamp collection actually that I'm missing one stamp, and that stamp's worth $25,000.
Oh boy.
In my whole collection, and they're all mint. Like, I've got an amazing, if anyone's in the stamp albums, I can send them some pictures. I've got quite a freaking unique stamp album, and they're all mint. Like,
My that's my dad's thing. So he stopped. He stopped, I think, in about 1980, but he's got a huge collection, like probably a 20-25 year collection of stamps.
Yeah.
And he was doing that thing like, so you'll know what this is. First editions, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got heaps of stuff. Yeah.
You buy them ahead of time, so like you find out that like a new stamp is coming out, right?
You buy a sheet even, yeah.
And then you could buy the sheet, but you could also buy the first edition. So the first edition would be, you give them, and I think they're really cheap, they're like $5 or something back then. Like you would give them $5 to the post office, and they send you the full set, all the different ones, inside of a sealed envelope with those stamps on the outside, postmarked on the first day of release.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you have the mint ones inside, and then you have them marked, postmarked on the envelope.
That's awesome.
And it was like something you could pay like $5 for that.
Oh, right? Wow.
And you know, some of those were like worth like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, like he won's like 1972, like agriculture, like American agriculture stamp sets. And like, it's just all these like crazy stuff, like president portraits and stuff like that. Like all kinds of cool stuff.
Explorers is another good one, you know.
Right.
And stuff. They're good stamp collections. Mine was around explorers and
Benjamin Franklin's French penny set.
Oh no, I'm not gonna get that out of my mind. Wait, they give me 5 seconds. All right, that's
piece of tape. Yeah. It's going. It's leaving. But I've got actually on my wall, man, just for memorabilia sakes, or I don't know what I'm telling you, but it's about a 6 foot by 3.5-4 foot painting. Oh, well, it's not a painting, it's a picture. It was done in the early 1900s in the Sydney Harbour before the Harbour Bridge. It's sitting on my wall right next to me. Yeah, man. And it's the only one in the collection in the museum that's missing, and I've got it. It was my great-grandfather that actually took the picture.
Wow.
And done it. Yeah, framed and all, yeah, from 1900, yeah, before the Sydney Harbour Bridge was even built. How cool is that? It's massive, man. It's fucking, and in the museum, I don't know what, it'd probably be worth a mint. But in the museum, yeah, it's the only one missing. They said there's one missing in the collection. I'm like, should I tell them where it might be? I don't know.
He's got my dad has like turn of the century hemp stamps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, 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 like the declaration stamp. So you would go, oh, you're sending hemp. You have to buy like the stamp to prove, like, you know, to license it, basically, right?
What? So what was hemp? What was a hemp provident on the stamps? Was it used as a currency?
No. They're for hemp, right? So say if you wanted to sell hemp at the turn of the century in the U.S., you would have to go to the post office and say, oh, I've got a bundle of hemp. And they're like, you can't send it.
Unless I smoke it first.
You got to pay the normal postage, right? But then you have to buy an extra stamp, to like as a license, basically. So they were like,
"Wow, what a trip!"
Like 120 years ago, these stamps were $2.50.
Yeah, right.
And then you had to put it on your full load of stuff that you had, and they're like, and then like the inspectors, as it went from state to state, they would go, oh, did he buy the hemp stamp? Okay, we don't have to decline it.
Wow, that'd be like $500.
He's got like a book of those. Like he's got a book of like, it's just like just cool stuff. Like, you know, and it's kind of weird too. You think about it, like, man, look at these crooks, these governments, like making money on everything.
He's sitting on a gold mine, man, with those stamp collections. Like,
yeah, he's even got like two books, like, and they're like, I'll call them shambles, right? He's got like these two big books that are all of his international stuff, and I know like even like Australia, right? Australia alone is like 30 pages. Right.
Yeah, right,
of old stuff from like, you know, mid 19th century, right? Like just like he's got 20-30 pages of them. It's cool stuff. It's really interesting. And I remember when I was a kid, man, he taught me how to like mount stamps and stuff like that with those like little tabs.
Yeah.
Been so long.
I used to use tweezers. I used to never touch anything. I got the tweezers out, and I was pedantic, man. It helped my attention deficit disorder, I think.
Right.
He was like, "Ooh, I'm gonna get pedantic here. I got accurate. Well, yeah, ADHD, you know, or whatever I got."
It's funny that you mention it. I really do think that solves a lot of problems with that kind of stuff with boys.
Mentally, it's a great thing, man, because it puts everything right in perspective. You've got whatever order.
It
is, right?
It could be comic books, stamps, baseball cards, building models, right?
I've got Mad magazines from the 70s, man, in prime condition. They would have to be worth a bit.
Like, all of your crazy brain goes into stuff like that. I think it stabilizes a lot of kids who have ADHD.
Yeah, I did all that shit. Yeah, man. I did baseball cards, rocks, stamps, fucking built model cars, airplanes, ships. Did all that shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Angie, hemp is the male version of marijuana. So it's used for rope and textile industry.
They even have hemp-based products now for, like, skin irritations and all that stuff, and muscle relaxations and all that.
But you said hemp, which is funny. That's a Nerf term. Hand actuated manual pump. So that's like, so have you ever seen those old school Nerf guns that you would stick the dart in and you would just like pull it apart and then squeeze it together really fast?
Yeah. I remember.
Like it doesn't have a spring or, you know, a trigger. It just has, you just pull it apart and you squeeze it together really fast to shoot the dart out. That's a hemp. That's like the scientific short term for that design of equipment is a hemp.
That's wild. I didn't even know it had a name. To be honest, that's crazy.
Oh, I took one of my son had a friend and we were going to go over to the storage unit, and we go over to the storage unit that I have here in Benson, and it's like there's like a good half of one of the walls is just shelves and all of it is just Nerf guns from like all my guys. And you know, it's like something I've never really talked about on here before, but like we spent like years modifying Nerf guns. Like there's just so much stuff. Like I use like remote control car and airplane batteries and the motors that are used for those to build like electric battery operated Nerf guns that like, you know, like full auto stuff that like shot like twice as hard as anything you could buy. Like just like dozens of them, like just years and years painted them, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Like this is something my boys were into. And so I got into it too. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was into soft pellet guns, dude. Like me and my kids and my friends.
No little boy will ever get mad at you for playing with them with something that has a projectile. That's the one thing I do know in life.
Yeah, that's right.
No, not even a man. A man doesn't even get mad.
We used to get together every weekend. I had a friend, Sam, man. This dude was notorious for getting fucked up with the pellets, man. He got one shot in the corner of his eye and it got lodged. He had to go to the hospital for that shit. Got one shot up into his lip. And it fucking got one in his collarbone. Like, the dude was always and forever getting shot in the wrong place, man. But this shit was fun. Very fun. Paintball was fun back in high school, too. I couldn't really get my kids into paintballs, but they liked airsoft guns.
I've got the, it looks like they're staging another, like, I don't know the right word to call it, but like a trap. Yeah. Like they do this like literally in front of my house here. There's another word for it. Like a pin, like when cops like all converge on one area and they try to surprise. Like, I can't think of the, what is that?
A roadblock.
Sort of like a rose block, but it's like they stage it. So it's, they're not on the road.
Yeah, we call them license checks.
But it's not even like that. They're waiting for a particular car. I know what they're doing right now, and it happens here twice a week. Like, I'll see someone get pulled over, and the next thing I know, there is like 12 freaking law enforcement vehicles, and they're all over the map. They're border patrol, they're highway patrol, they're entrapment. You know, yeah. And it's always the same thing. It's always a luxury car, and they always go straight for the trunk, so you know what's going on. And then I asked a guy, because there's a bunch of people in town here who work for the Border Patrol, and I asked one of them, dude, what's going on, man? They do that shit in front of my house. Like, it was like being like kind of irritating. And he goes, it's not just drugs, dude, unfortunately.
Bodies.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids. A lot of kids. He says a lot of young girls. He says they'll get a car and they'll open up the trunk. There'll be like three teenage girls in it.
Trip.
He says it's bad. He says it's really bad. He says there's probably in a month, just in Cochise County, there's probably 50 to 200 children in sex trafficking that are recovered, and they don't even think they're even getting even a small percentage of them
scratching the surface.
Yeah,
it's wild, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, miserable stuff. It's like I'm on the battlefield, and it's not like really. I don't know. Maybe it's because I live here, but at the same time, it's not like it's bad here. Like, this isn't a bad place. It just happens to be close to a really big thing. Right?
Yeah.
There they go. Shit. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. And I worry about my internet connection.
Right.
I don't know, I think I might rather be kidnapped, man. At least you got a story to tell, though. So how do you get out of it?
Right. Yeah. It's just weird living in a place where it's like kind of like ground zero.
Yeah,
it's not even really ground zero. It's like the first visit. It's the first place they visit after ground zero. So, yeah. Yeah, this guy was just telling me a story last weekend. And he was like, so he goes and he has a girlfriend that's down in Sierra Vista, and he's got a black SUV. So he goes and he picks her up, and then she's like, hey, do you want to go hang out back, like, you know, in Benson or Tombstone? And she's like, yeah, let's head through Tombstone. So they take the side road from Sierra Vista to Tombstone, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, he looks in the rearview mirror, and like he sees a vehicle approaching him, like he says, I swear the guy was going like 100 miles an hour at me. And all of a sudden the lights hit, and then out of like two dirt roads, like these highway patrolmen just come out of nowhere, and they just like literally like stop him in the middle of the highway. And they block the whole highway off, and they go up to the door, they slam the door open. They don't even like look at him. They just slam the door open and they look inside. And they pull him out and they're like, okay, you're good. Like, immediately they say, you're fine. You're not the guy we're looking for, but you're driving his vehicle. Like, this is exactly the same model of vehicle that we're looking for. So like they briefly look at his registration, his license, and they say, okay, get out of here. We're doing this. Like, you got to leave. So he goes back. He goes back and he's like, they get freaked out. So he decides, let's go to my place. Let's not go to Tombstone. So he goes back to Benson with his girlfriend, and he pulls into, he lives like at an apartment, and he pulls into the apartment And about 10 minutes after they're inside the apartment, the whole front of the apartment's lit up. And he looks outside, and next to his black SUV is exactly the same black SUV. And the doors are open, and they've got men on the ground. And after things settle out, he opens the door, and one of the officers go up and said, he was tailing you. Like, he was following you from Sierra Vista because he saw that you had a vehicle like his. So he was got the idea in his head that if he tailed you, he could add a diversion or some confusion and get through Cochise County without encountering us. So he was behind us when I pulled you over.
Oh, shit.
And then it like dawned on him. He's like, and then like 2 days later, it dawned on me that this guy, this evil fucking man, right, was following me for 100 miles. Like he said, I didn't even think of it that night. It was like days later. I was like, oh shit, wait a minute. I had this like evil fucking cartel guy that was probably doing sex trafficking following me and my girlfriend for almost 100 miles. I was like, dude, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, it's totally crazy. you hear some stories here. Like people got some interesting stories for such a little town. What you got there, Osman? Yeah, is this a new tile?
Yeah.
Is this your new Australian nationalist party?
Yeah, I like it.
Is this make us Australia great again kind of stuff? Oh man, why are you being so quiet?
It's over.
Right. I can't razz. It's no fun to razz people when they don't tell you to shut up.
Comment at all.
No, he's just like, you shut your mouth, you filthy American. And he probably can't talk because he's finding the pictures.
Yeah, that may be true.
It's because Podbeam's stupid right now. I really hope they fix that. Oh, wait. What's his face's shit.
Yeah, I could hear you, Scott. I couldn't reply. I don't know. It was like I was on mute, but I wasn't on mute. Yeah, man.
Hello, can
you hear me now?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we got you, buddy. You're back in the
This
game,
right? Almost looks like this picture of the flying saucer looks like it's based on, I can't remember that guy's name. It almost looks like his design.
Yeah, Angie, it's been a shitter. Yeah, kicks me out of shows, does all sorts of crazy stuff lately.
Hard being me. Man, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Makes you sick. Makes you bloody sick.
I what's that guy's name? That's going to bug me now.
I feel dirtier than when somebody points out my white privilege.
I feel worse than a hall bag, to be honest with you, when I get on here. It's disgusting.
Yeah, this place is just filled with filthy people.
I feel like I've
moved. No, I'm at the app itself.
Especially this time at night.
I feel like I've moved to Arizona.
It's when they all come out. Good on you. I can't believe it's Arizona.
Podbeam's like digital Arizona.
Yeah. Hey, we talked about Mexico, man. Go to Ucoloco Po in Mexico. You'll love it.
Ucoloco
Po in Mexico. Yeah, down near Delray. Yeah, it's a great spot, man. Or Ochimicho, whatever they call it. I think that's
Machu
Peru.
Picchu?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Machu
Picchu. I thought
Picchu.
You said I eat tomatoes.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was saying, to be honest with you.
I eat tomatoes.
I eat tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Yeah, Machu Picchu.
I'm looking, trying to look it up right now.
I'd be moving to Mexico, stuff America, man. I think it's over. Get out of there, guys. Just get out of there.
Yeah, head to the higher grounds.
Head to the, I guess you could do that. You could go to the north of Alaska.
No,
head up to the hills.
Just go to the Appalachian Mountains, man. It ain't that far.
Oh, yeah, Appalachia. That'd be nice.
Yeah, hit the Blue Ridge.
Just watch out for the skinwalkers.
Yeah, they're out in Arizona.
Ah, that's right. Oh, yeah, they're out on a skinwalker ranch. Oh, shit.
That's in Utah. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Nevada.
California. Nevada, Texas.
Northeast Nevada.
Yeah, somewhere.
I've never seen a skinwalker.
Me neither.
Or a Sasquatch. I know someone that's been attacked of a friend of a friend. Yeah.
I've never seen any of it, and I know it pisses people off because I'm highly skeptical, because I don't take. I would easily believe if I had just a little bit of something.
Oh, Scott.
I haven't been given a little bit of something. So
when you're finished, let me say something.
Go ahead.
Up in Alaska in that triangle we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, I come across a thing. I think they said it was roughly about 16,000 people, or 1,600. It was probably more 1,600. But people, amazing amount of numbers, man. If I can find it again, I'm sure I shared it on my show. I'll try and forward it to you on Telegram. But, yeah, man, 1,600 odd people have gone missing in that region up in the where Brett is, the triangle that we were talking about.
Yeah,
huge bounce, man. Massive people's gone missing there, man. People even say that they've been walking and their friend is just not there, just gone. They even found a kid up there, apparently. He was just standing in the snow. He said he lived with the fucking fairies or some freaking thing.
Yeah. Well, there's some of it's explainable, some of it's not. Some, and even the stuff that's not explainable is kind of explainable because of it's Alaska. So, but one of the things is that you're gonna hate this one. It's administratively. So people go missing, and like when they're found, they don't report them to be found.
So
that's a thing. So I know that's a boring one, right? That's so boring.
Yeah, that kills the conspiracy theories.
Like,
there goes that one.
The other one is, It's common for like the natives there to just get drunk and just go fucking die.
Oh, yeah.
So that, that, and it's a high level of deaths. It's like, it's greater than their suicides or their car accidents. Just getting drunk and wandering off into the snow.
Yeah, we used to have ads when for the Aboriginals not to lay on the road to sleep. Do not lay on the roads, you know, because they would lay on the road to nap and a truck would run over them.
Oh, wow. Hey, Robert.
Because the road was warm, I guess.
Things aren't always like as clean as they need to be. And then there's the normal stuff that's excuses for it. Shit fucking happens. It's fucking Alaska. It's fucking cold. It's like not of normal human level conditions of living. And if you're not set up with all kinds of gear and everything else, like you're kind of fucked.
Hypothermia. So, how long does it take hypothermia to actually settle in? Like if you actually fell in the snow and you couldn't get up, like you break both your legs and you just
around. I think it has to do with you.
Nah.
Like I really do. I really think it has to do with you personally. But I can tell you that in the middle of winter, when I've been in Alaska in the middle of winter, goofing off outside when I shouldn't have been, I could have easily lasted hours because I didn't even get uncomfortable until about the 2 hour period and like fucking freezing.
But you were moving. You were moving.
I was moving and goofing off and shooting guns at like, hey, look at that. Like look at that old tractor. Check this out.
If you had a Venom or a, you know,
I'm going to run up this hill real quick. Like, yeah, I was having fun. Like, and I could have gone like that for hours. I could have done that. Like it's, and I eventually started getting a little uncomfortable and then I went back. Right. Like, cause the cold will start to set after a couple hours, it, like set in your core.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you just don't, it's just like, you don't feel good. You feel unhealthy.
Freedom from Freedom Warrior.
I mean,
he does cold baths and everything like ice.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, like, so where Miss Angie lives, right? See, you could do that there. You're just like standing around outside in Scotland, like a dumbass in the middle of winter. You'll freeze your ass off eventually, like, especially if you're not moving and you're not healthy. You know,
there seems to be a therapy about it. There's a guy I've seen on YouTube that goes into ice. He just swims around in it. It's incredible. He just sits there. It's a white bloke with a beard. And have you ever seen him? He just jumps into the ice water, freaking just swims around. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
I've seen people do that. When I was in Scotland, it was like, from what like everyone around there was saying, was like it was a bad winter. It was just cold, like cold and wet, and it was snowing every day. And like when I first got there, like it was really uncomfortable. But like the second week I was there, like I was like doing like two or three shots of freaking scotch, and you know, hanging out with the hotel workers, like smoking cigarettes, like at the back of the hotel in the middle of the night, like, you know, like it was nothing. It was like no big deal. Like we like walked to, I can't remember what it was, but one of the stores there, one of the grocery stores, like at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like it was fun. Like I was having a lot of fun, and like, that was like a really bad winter there. And so like, I think if you're healthy and you're okay, like the whole hypothermia thing, like just really depends on you at that point, you know, and especially once you've kind of adjusted a little bit, like, you know, like Brett, you know, I'm sure Brett could go hours and hours and hours and hours, you know, hanging out outside and where we'd be crying like a bitch, you know. So
yeah.
Robert, you were just up there. You kind of probably are getting the vibe that I'm trying to throw out. You know, and you did stuff up there, like you participated in stuff. And like when you're doing it, it's like really, like you don't really even think about like it wasn't that bad. Like it wasn't that bad, but like if you had to do it all day, it could get dangerous. Right. Depends on where you are. And also even depends on what kind of geographic area you are. If you're in an area, I can't imagine, like even the trees help a little bit, right? Like if you're cold, like being in a place with a bunch of trees feels better than like being out in the open.
Yeah, because it keeps you
like that's fucking miserable. Like even in the desert, you know that, like the desert gets freaking cold and the temperature's not even that low, but it's out in the open. You're like out in the open, you feel it, like you feel it to your bone. Like your body basically becomes the same temperature as outside super quick. So no, I know I've been extremely uncomfortable outside in like certain conditions, even in the heat, but rarely have I been in a situation where like I feared for my life, and I have a feeling that's just because of me more than all that things. And like Robert said, like hypothermia, like, man, if you're soaking wet, you're fucked quick. Like falling into a river.
Yeah,
right?
I never want to sweat. Yeah.
Yeah, you fall into a river, man, you're kinda screwed.
Yeah, I like heat, man. I'm very much a heat person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind South Carolina summers where the humidity is at 100 but it's still not raining. And it's 106 outside. It don't bother me. I just drink my Mountain Dew and keep going. Anyway. But cold gets to my bones and that shit hurts.
Yeah. I agree.
Being skinny sucks when it's cold. I mean, I'm sure it sucks to everybody, but it really sucks when you're skinny.
Right.
Yeah, muscle.
The name.
If you're skinny with muscle, it don't really provide heat.
The name I was thinking of when he posted the picture of the spaceship.
Yeah.
Of the flying saucer. I was thinking of Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar. Why does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Your name sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably one of the most famous like UFO whistleblowers. People don't know if he's for real or not, but a lot of people like think that he what he says is yeah. And he's smart. That's why. But sometimes the smartest people can come up with the most convincing lies. So, I'll just throw that out there.
All right. Yeah, nice. That's very true.
But, drawing reminded me of... Yeah, like... Oh shit, they just keep going up in price.
What are you trying to?
I'm looking at his so he drew a picture of how a flying saucer works that he saw in person.
Right.
And these pictures, he's signed a bunch of them, and they sell on eBay. There's one on eBay right now.
How much are they?
350.
I want a diagram of how a flying saucer works.
They're not super fantastic.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's doing it from memory, right? He got it in front of him. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it looks like 350 is the lowest that you can get one of those for.
That seems a bit much.
It is.
I mean, even if you're like, yeah, I got this, what value does it really do you? Because if you get caught.
Well, I can tell you at one time they were about $100.
Right, but if you get caught,
dude, they're
the aliens, having that diagram of how their ship works not really doing you any good. Yeah.
They're back again. My whole house is lit up with lights right now.
She go out there and be like, can you do this without all of the lights? I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, can you turn your fucking light off, you
yeah.
stupid pig?
Yeah, they'll be asleep. After 9 o'clock, man.
I definitely want to keep
all the law enforcement on your side, yeah.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, probably be a positive. Oh, train.
Wow.
It sounds like it went pretty fast. No chance of hopping on that one, huh?
No, you don't want to like try to get on that. Well, I actually probably better go to sleep.
Yeah,
I've got a bunch of people coming here tomorrow. I'm getting my windshield replaced at 7. And then my landlord's coming here to do a roof inspection at like 10 in the morning.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's cool. At least you might get a new roof.
You can't really replace the roof here. Well, you could, but it's like a building from 1900. It's like whatever they fix it with is going to end up being ticky tacky, I'm pretty sure. Whatever he fixes the roof with is going to get mixed in a bucket before. Right? I don't. Right.
Yeah, well, have a good night, man. I'm about ready to get off myself. It's 2:15 in the morning. South Oz, man. 4:32. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Wow. Buff ass Hitler down there in chat. There he is.
Yeah, I'd be a little careful with that one, Ozman. Do you see the show that's on Sunday nights, the radio readout?
No.
No one knows what I'm talking about. Have you seen it?
Nah. What is it?
Dude. It's Radio Redoubt. It's like the area that's like northern Idaho. You know the Idaho like, you know how Idaho's like it's got like a dick sticking up out of it,
right?
Right, and then it like goes up against the state of Washington,
right?
So that region up there, like part of Washington, part of Idaho, is referred to as the Redoubt. And the Redoubt, the people who use that term, they want to like build a new state, or like even in a new America that's like based on old American principles. And most people like connect that to like, you know, they obviously want to go like to racist shit, right? Like, white people, America. So there's a show on Podbeam on Sunday nights called Radio Redoubt. And I have a feeling that's what they're talking about. Like, we need to make things like they used to be. Like, probably a bunch of people like back in my day, right?
Yes.
You know, a bunch of guys like, I only carry cash and gold.
And
I have a satellite phone.
Hey, Brett, how you doing, man?
I just woke up.
It's because I was making fun of you just like 2 seconds ago.
You're a fucking loser.
The last hour was just like, we were just like talking about you. I shared those pictures of you.
Oh,
they're like all up in the chat.
Ones with me holding you by the ears? Dude, you shouldn't show that shit.
Oh. Silent. Why are you waking up when I just like literally said I was about to get the fuck off of here?
Let's see, because you never called me back because you're a dickhead.
You fell asleep.
Oh, totally, dude. Totally.
You fucking ate like 4 beef and cheddars and fucking passed out.
Dude, I ate a beef and cheddar and a freaking French dip and fries, and dude, I'd totally food comatose.
I like the original classic roast beef triple stack. I ate a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some Arby's sauce. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, man, that reminds me of my old girlfriend.
Her name was Arby sauce?
No, I'm just making a really disgusting joke.
Hey, Ozman, Shelby. Wow, there's awkward silence.
They're
Well, I'll show you some pictures, but Shelby may be sleeping.
How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing good, my friend. How you doing?
Tired, it's all hell. It's all right. I'm gonna make it.
That's good, man. I hope so.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, Robert's down there.
Yeah,
holding down the chat. Such a swell guy to hold down the chat for us. Quiet night out here on the beam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really a lot going on.
Okay. I'm getting out of here. I gotta go have a cigarette.
Oh. Well.
In a hotel, so you know how well that works.
I got you. What you doing in a hotel?
I've been gone since Saturday. I'm down south in Kenai doing training all week for the state. So if you wonder where I've been at, now you know.
Yeah, I've been going to WrestleMania weekend with my son and all that good stuff. So, and then my wife got home yesterday, and then she took the day off, so we've been hanging out. So that's what I've been doing.
Cool. Dude, it is so warm down here. Well, I don't know how warm it is, but I'm standing outside in just sweatshirts and a t-shirt, and I ain't freezing my ass off, so it's got to be above 30, 35. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's 76 here today. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. It feels like it must be in the 30s right now.
That's not bad. Not for there.
Hey, yeah. So, Scott, how was that place?
Yeah, he didn't dip down.
Oh, is he gone?
Yeah, he just dipped out. I don't know where he went.
Oh.
Yeah, say bye or nothing. He might get a phone call or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I left my tablet in the hotel room. I just got my headset on. I can't see anything.
That's some good.
I got
Bluetooth.
I'm wearing like a trucker's headset. Yeah, it's a trucker's headset, so it's got monstrous range on it.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
That's
some hell of a range.
Yeah, it's probably a good. I don't know, from outside. I'm probably a good 200 feet away from my room.
Yes. That's good range.
Yeah.
My weed.
So what else is going on? Anything good?
I don't know. I watched WrestleMania. That was pretty good. Huh? The eclipse happened today. Yeah, people got excited about that. It's crazy how...
Don't you know the world was ending?
Well, you know, it's crazy how people cast shadows all the time. But just let the moon get in front of the sun and cast a shadow and everybody goes crazy. I mean,
It didn't hit us here, so we couldn't even see it.
It was like 80% here, 80%, 75-80% here. It didn't really get as dark as it did in 2017 when we got like that full.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was cool. The kids got to see it. They had their little glasses and got to see it, so it was cool for them. But really, man, you're just looking at a big shadow. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, there it goes.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Susie earlier. Dude, it dumped like 10, 11 inches of snow at home.
Oh, wow.
I was like, fuck. Yeah. Winter's supposed to be over. Not.
Yeah, missed the memo. Missed the memo. So, you see, Susie beat me in baseball.
I haven't even looked.
Yeah, yeah, that stuff.
I do know. Freaking George had. George had a hell of a week. That's like mind blowing numbers. That doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, he's just been doing it way too long. He's got all the right players, man.
Well, he had players that just hit extreme numbers.
Yeah, he did. He did have, like, numbers you won't see.
Yeah.
Like, you won't see that normally.
No.
If you do, the damn thing's rigged.
There, hit that like button. Or hit the road.
There it is. Yeah, appreciate that.
Well, I think I'm going to have a little ice cream and then go back to bed.
Yeah.
I was in early morning.
You're having some potato chips.
You ready to crash out too?
No, I've got to grab some potato chips and grab me another drink. I might get off of Bobby for a while, but I'm stuck playing as Elder Scrolls Online. It takes 30, 45 minutes to do a mission on here. Yeah, first world troubles.
Yeah.
Good times, though.
Right.
It's the only time I get to be alone, you know. All the kids and everybody's in bed.
Yeah.
Get to just relax and hang out for a little bit. Then get up in the morning and do it all over again.
Right.
So how much longer you got in training?
Oh, I'll be here through Friday. So.
That's all right. Only four more days.
That's okay. Right. I did set up, I got the remote studio with me.
That's good.
So I got it set up for the show tomorrow, Wednesday at least.
Are you doing a training in classroom?
Happy.
Or is it like hands-on kind of training?
No, on-site, both.
That's good.
I'm doing both.
At least it ain't boring.
Yeah. Right.
That's it, bro. Enjoy your day, man. Hope you have a good day tomorrow, man. Get you some sleep.
Yep. Thanks, brother.
Probably
I
about
appreciate
to head
it.
Off myself and play this for a little bit longer and go to bed.
Yep. Okay.
All right,
everyone. Have a great night.
All right, later, Scott.
I'm out of
here.
Oh, yeah, later, Scott. And come back too late, man. We thought you were gone.
My phone was muted.
Well, your shit wasn't even on the panel, so.
Yeah, you were gone, man. Like, you were done with us.
Oh.
Yeah, we got bored without you, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He never checks his messages. Robert.
Wait,
he's
what?
A loser. Wait, what? Wait, what, me?
Did you not check your messages, Scott?
You're
getting lazy in your old age.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Because I looked at your number and I swear. The last thing you sent me was a picture of a
picture of a what?
Blue chronograph.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays? Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's mixing up with pot, bean, and doing some funky shit.
Yes.
I don't know what he's doing with pot, but, yeah.
I'm sorry, pot?
Oh, so he said pot.
Mixing up with pot bean and doing some funky sh.
Yeah, not pot bean, pot bean. You're smoking too much weed. Send it to the wrong person. You sure you sent it to the right number, Robert? And mistakenly send it to like somebody else that you've been texting. I've done that before. I've texted Paul, I loved him. I was trying to text Sarah. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know. All right, guys, I'm about to head out. Ain't hearing nobody anymore.
Alrighty.
Alright, I'll see y'all later.
Alright, have a good night.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Alright.